Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, the truck dog, Puff Dog, South Carolina, and I'm going to get you my house in Texas. Today is January 11, 2017, our sleep at 25, 2021. We will start our first service today, the song entitled, Sweet By and By.
There's a long that is seven days, and the faith we can see in afar. Oh, the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sail on that beautiful shore, the melodious songs of the blessed. And our spirits shall sorrow no more, nor a sigh for the blessings of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. You are bountiful, Father above. We will offer a champion of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessing that follow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Holy One, Part 15, we're going to continue our study. Isaiah 51. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Yeshua, look unto the rock which you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are dig. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Yeshua shall comfort Zion, this is the Son. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, a thanksgiving and a voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes unto the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth like wax, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Okay, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose law, heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their reviling. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Yahshua. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters, and the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Yahshua shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I even, I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgivest the Yahshua thy maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy it? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am Yahshua the Elham, that divideth the sea, whose ways roared. Yahshua the host is his name. Okay. But I am the Yahshua, thy Redeemer, that divided the sea. So, whose ways roared. The Yahshua of the host is his name. And so that's talking about the Son. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heaven and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which hast drunk at the hand of the Yahshua the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and run them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth. Neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets. As a wild bull in a net, they are full of the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of thy Elohim. Therefore, hear now this, that thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith Yahshua, the Messiah, and thy Elohim, hath pleaded the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to my soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. End of 51. Let's go to Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Okay, shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Yahshua, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Yahshua Messiah, my people went down aforetime into Egypt, to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Yahshua? that my people is taken away for naught. They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yeshua. And my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. My people shall know my name. My people. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that thus speak, behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. Romans 10:15 gives the cross reference on that. Let's see what we got here. It says that, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of the peace and bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, yes, sir, who hath believed our report? That's in Isaiah 53:1. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, this sound went unto all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation, and I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. All right, let's go back to Isaiah now, 52, and pick up on verse 8. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye. And the Yahshua shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, saying together, ye waste places of the Jerusalem. For the Yahshua hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Yahshua hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Elohim, of our Savior. Depart ye, depart ye. Go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean, that bear the vessels of the Yahweh. And in 2 Corinthians 6:17 is the scripture that Yahweh gave me down in Kermit in 2002 when I separated from them. That's the scripture he gave me. 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. He said, go out from the midst of them. That's if we can't find it here. 2 Corinthians 6:17. It says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith Yeshua, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yeshua. Or the Yahweh Almighty, this is the Father talking here. He's the Almighty. And I will be a father unto you. Okay, so he said, this is Yahweh the Father saying, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Isaiah 52:12. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Yahweh will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your reward. Behold, that my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted, and extolled, and be very high. And many were astonished at his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, for the kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which hath not been told them shall they see, and that which they hath not heard shall they consider. All right, that's in Isaiah 52. Let's go right on into 53. Who hath believed our report? That's a good one. And unto whom is the arm of the Yahweh revealed? And so in Romans 10:16, we'll go back there again and see what Paul is talking to those Roman Gentiles. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Yahweh, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. We read that before already. Verse 2, Isaiah 53. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of Yahweh, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and Yahshua hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahshua to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his day. And the pleasure of the Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Romans 5:18-19. That's only those that repent, confess their sins, and ask him for his blood to cover their sin. Verse 12. Isaiah 53. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgression, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Okay, that's the end of chapter 53. Let's go right on into chapter 54. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing. And cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with the child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith Yahshua. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker is thine husband, Yahshua the host is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. This is Yahshua. For the Yahweh of the whole earth shall he be called. So Jesus, Yahshua is going to be called the Yahweh of the Yahweh of the whole earth. Right there it is. Verse 5, Isaiah 54:5. So Yahshua is going to be called in the pagan terminology, the God of this world. Of the whole earth. For the Yahshua hath called thee as a woman forsaken, and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy Elohim. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahshua, thy Redeemer. For this is the waters of Noah unto me. For I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall this depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahshua that hath mercy on thee. Though thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, lay thy foundations with sapphire, and I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all the borders of pleasant stone. And all thy children shall be taught of the Yahshua, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahshua. Remember, that's the end of chapter 54 of Isaiah. Ho, Isaiah 55, verse 1. Every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness unto the people, as a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Yahshua thy Redeemer, and for the Yahweh thy Elohim, this is the Father, and for the Holy One of Israel, this is Yahshua his Son, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye Yahshua while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahshua, and he will have mercy upon him, and unto our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahshua. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and I shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. For the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be unto the Yahshua for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus saith the Yahshua, Isaiah 56, verse 1. Keep your judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger hath joined himself unto the Yahshua speaks, saying, Yahshua hath utterly separated thee from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For this saith Yahshua unto the eunuchs, that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls, a place and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves unto Yahshua to serve him, and to love the name of the Yahshua, and to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring into my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. For the Yahweh Elohim, which giveth the outcast of Israel, said, Yet will I gather others unto him, besides those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all the beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come, you say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Okay, Isaiah 57, verse 1. For the righteous perishes, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. They shall enter into peace, they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorcerer, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do ye sport yourself? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of the transgression, a seed of falsehood? Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks. Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even unto them hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed. Even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behind the doors also and the post hast thou set thy remembrance, set up thy remembrance, for thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou sawest it. Go to Ezekiel 16:26-28. He said, Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hath increased thy whoredom to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because I was unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. All right, let's go back now to Isaiah 57. Let's see where we left off here. Okay, Isaiah 57, verse 9. And thou wentest to the king with ointments, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet saidest thou not, There is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared, that thou hast lied and hast not remembered me? No, nor laid it to thy heart. Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? Okay, so that's in Psalm 50, verse 21. David talks about that. Let's go look at it. It says, these things hast thou done, and I kept solid. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as myself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. And then it goes into Isaiah 90, verse 8, as a follow-up on that. Let's look at that. It says, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. That's 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according unto thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Yahshua, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servant. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our day. Make us glad according unto the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Yeshua, our Elohim, be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Now we go back to Isaiah 57, and we go to verse 12. And I will declare thy righteousness, and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. When thou Christ, let thy companies deliver thee, but wind shall carry them all away, and vanity shall take them. But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain. That says in Isaiah 57:13. It says, verse 14, and shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits the eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, and neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit shall fail before me, and the souls of which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comfort unto him, and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace unto him that is far, and unto him that is near, saith the Yeshua, and I will heal him. Okay, I will heal him. That's what we want right here. We want to be healed. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith the Yahweh, unto the wicked. So in Isaiah 59:8, it also confirms that. It says, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their going. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Verse 9, Isaiah 59. Therefore is judgment far from us, Now that this justice overtake us, we wait for light, but behold obscurity, and for brightness, but we walk in the darkness. Let's go back now to Isaiah 57. Actually, we're in Isaiah 58 now. Verse 1, it says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their Elohim. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching unto the Yahweh. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? This is talking about on the Day of Atonement. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day unto Yahweh? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the wicked burdens, and to let the oppressed go free? That you break every yoke, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Okay, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, for the glory of Yeshua shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and Yeshua shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, to put in forth of the finger, and speak in vanity, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as a noonday. And Yeshua shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in the drought, and make it fat, make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste of places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yeshua honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yeshua, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of Yeshua hath spoken it. And so you go to Micah 4:4 as a cross reference to that. And let's see what we got here in Micah 4:4. It says that, but they shall sit every man under his vine, under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Yeshua of the host has spoken it. Okay. All right. That's the end of chapter 58 of Isaiah. Behold, in Yahshua's hand, this is Isaiah 59. Behold, Yahshua's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have broken lies, Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calls for justice, nor any pleadeth for the truth. They trust in the vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their web shall not become a garment. Neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hand. Their feet run to and fro, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. For the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their going. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is the judgment far from us, not of this justice overtake us. We wait for the light, but behold obscurity for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall, like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in the desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Yeshua, and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of the falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. This is what we see today in this country, in our government, in the whole world. Verse 15, Isaiah 59. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Yahshua saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him. Now who is his arm? It's the house of David. That's who we represent. And his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Accordingly, for their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury unto his adversaries, recompense unto his enemies, unto the islands, he will repay a recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Yahshua from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Yahshua, or spirit of Yahweh, shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer, that's Yahshua, the Messiah, shall come unto Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith Yeshua. As for me, this is my covenant, and them as saith Yeshua, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith Yeshua, from henceforth and forever. Alright, that's the end of 59. Let's go right on into Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yeshua is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Yeshua shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Who is this? This is his right arm. This is his Israelite, Hebrew Israelites, that are the tribe of Judah, the house of David. That's who we represent the leadership of. Isaiah 60, verse 3. And the Gentiles, look here, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light and change to the brightness of thy rising. So, set up the standard, set it up, and then the Gentiles are going to come to it. Lift up thine eyes round about and see all they give themselves together. They come to thee. Thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fill, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, for the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. These Gentiles. Meaning that when it says forces, talking about their wealth, they're going to bring their wealth unto thee and join your kingdom. For the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall show forth the praises of the Yeshua. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dust to their window? Surely the hour shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold. Here it is right here. This is your Gentile. With them, unto the name of the Yeshua, the Elohim, and unto the Holy One of Israel. Okay, this is Yahweh, the Elohim, the Father, and unto the Holy One of Israel, that's Yeshua. Because he hath glorified thee, this is the house of David. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be opened continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentile, that's your wealth of the Gentile, and you see that word forces, and that their kings may be brought. Isaiah 60, verse 16. Now let's go to verse 19. The sun shall no more shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. For the Yeshua shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim thy glory. So Revelation 21:23 goes with that right there. So Isaiah and John the Revelator, 21:23, it says, and the city had no need of the sun, and neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of the Yahweh did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Now, let's go now to Isaiah 60, verse 20. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For Yeshua shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. So in Revelation 21:4 says, and Yahweh shall wipe away, and Yeshua shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. So he said, behold, I make all things new. That's in Revelation 21. So it says, and he said unto me, write, for these things are these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall be inherit all things, and I will be his Yahweh, and he shall be my son. And the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You go back to Revelation 20, verse 14, 25, tells you about that. And it says that, Revelation, what did I say? Revelation 20, 14, 25, 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, okay, let's go back now to Isaiah. They say, verse 21, thy people shall also be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. The little one shall become a thousand, and the small one a strong nation. I, the Yeshua, will hasten it in his time. Okay, let's go now to Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of Yeshua, Yahweh Elohim, is upon me, because Yahweh hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captive, and the opening of the prison unto them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Yahshua and the day of the vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn. So you go to Matthew 5:4, read about the Beatitudes there, Matthew 5:4, and let's go read it. It says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. 2 Corinthians 1:7 talks about that. 2 Corinthians 1:7, it says that, and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye also, so ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came unto us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, and so much that we despised or the spirit even of life, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in the Yahweh, which raises the dead. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust, that we will yet deliver us, that he will yet deliver us. Okay. So now you go back to Isaiah 61. It says in verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of the righteousness, the planting of the Yeshua, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flock, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. That you shall be named the priest of Yeshua, men shall call you the ministers of Elohim. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, Yahshua, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in the truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall know among the Gentiles. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Yeshua, Yahweh, hath blessed. There's those Gentiles again. I will greatly rejoice in the Yeshua. My soul shall be joyful in my Elohim. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh herself with the ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Yahweh Elohim will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. This brings in verse 10. This hour, contact at the 11th hour calling. Number 11, click on our audio archive. We'll close now with a song. Victory in Yahshua.
thee, thou Savior hast come glory. Thy gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his glory, of his precious blood's atoning. And I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Yeshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all the Lord redeemed him. He plunged me in victory beneath that crimson flood. I heard about his healing, of his tender power revealing. I made the land to walk again, and then charged the blind to see. And they cried, "Dear Yeshua, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Yeshua came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Yeshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me in his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all the Lord received him. He promised me to victory beneath the crimson flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, that God is singing, and the old redemption story. Such redemption, sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Yeshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all the Lord is dear. He trusts me to victory beneath the crimson flood.